Welcome to the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. I am your host, Namita Mahanama. Here, I bring you the synergistic utilization of Western and Eastern modalities to help you thrive in your wellness, to thrive in your mental health, to thrive in life, so that you can feel and be your best self in body, mind, and soul. Thank you for joining me. So, let's jump in together and thrive. Hello, and welcome to episode 37 of the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. Thank you so incredibly much for joining me. So today's episode is a little bit different because I want to dive into a self-love guided meditation. So a very short, sharp, sweet, beautiful session that you can do while you're walking, you can do whilst you're in your bed or when your kids are asleep, you can do it with your children. And it's just a wonderful reminder to sink in to your body, your breath, how it is that you're feeling. And to not only give gratitude, but to really appreciate from an absolute space of honor, of love, of peace, contentment, joy, fullness. I mean, there's so many different words and concepts that come to mind. And we, not just as mothers and not just as women and not just as people, do we have complicated at times relationships with our bodies, but I feel like if we stopped and really appreciate all of the bounty and beauty and glory that is and what our bodies can do, then I feel like it's an injection of beautiful endorphins. It's a wonderful practice of empowerment, of embodiment, of deep appreciation of all that is. And from what I'm gathering and realizing, that the course of life goes really, really very fast and it travels so quickly. So to be able to appreciate the isness of every single moment, and that includes our body, I feel like we kind of punish them sometimes and make it work like a workhorse, and we don't really, I'm speaking for myself here, I shouldn't generalize, of course, but I feel like it's just a beautiful opportunity to just sink into that feeling of gratitude, of appreciation, and a real space of self-love. Because whilst that term is used a lot, I do get that it is perhaps a bit trivialized, but that space of self-love is one of absolute perfection in my eyes, and one that I aspire to always have for myself and for my children, to have that about themselves, and not just the aesthetics of their body, but all that their body can do and all that our body can do. So I want you to close your eyes and go into your safe space, whether that's lying down on a bed, whether that is sitting upright. Whatever that safe space is for you, I want you to really go into that and close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths in through your nose. And out through your mouth, making sure your backs are completely straight, almost like this thread is pulling you up straight. Deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. And I want you to think of your brain with your mind's eye, your eyes closed, and say thank you for all that you do. I love how easily and effortlessly. I can take in information. I love how much thought and inquiry that I give to simple and mundane things. I love how my heart and brain are connected, and I'm always guided to take the next step that is true and right for me. I love how I love to nourish my brain with reading beautiful things and seeing beautiful things and hearing beautiful things and touching beautiful things, and I honor all that my brain is and can do. I absolutely love my eyes and the capacity for them to see the beauty in everything, the beauty in everyone. I love that my eyes are the doorway to my soul, the doorway to my heart. I love how every wrinkle around my eye shows all of the love and laughter that I've experienced in my life. And I love my beautiful eyes that can see the joy and the love and the happiness and peace and the beautiful faces of my children, of my partner, of my family, and the beauty of all the nature that surrounds me. I love my ears for having the capacity to hear the best in every conversation. I love that I can listen to others openly and give them the respect and the time that they need. And I love that my ears allow me to be balanced, to be poised, to be absolutely centered in who I am. I love that my ears can hear the trees and the birds chirp and the dogs bark. And I'm grateful that sometimes when it can be noisy, that my ears are doing their work, they're doing their job, and I'm grateful that I can hear, because I know that one day they may not be as strong as they are, and so I savor every sound that I can hear at every moment. I'm grateful and I absolutely love my nose. I love how perfect it is for my face. I love the capacity to smell the gorgeous smell of coffee, the amazing aroma of food, that I can absolutely enjoy all of the senses. I love that my nose can tell me when I am in balance and when I'm not in balance, when perhaps I'm in an environment with too much dust or allergens. I'm grateful that my nose can tell me. I'm grateful that my nose is there, and I love her. I love it completely. I'm grateful for my mouth. Not only does it allow me to taste gorgeous, beautiful food, and it does. It allows me to use my voice. It has given me the capacity to speak, and I use my voice to speak my truth, to be authentic, to absolutely be connected from my heart space and share that message with the rest of the world. I'm so grateful for my teeth that are strong and stable, and I look after it by making sure that I brush them, that I keep them clean, and I give them the respect that they deserve. And I'm grateful that my jaw is held in a safe and beautiful space, so much so that it can relax, it can be, it does not need to hold itself in a position any other than what it is, because she feels safe, because she feels held and supported, and like life is flowing with ease and serenity. I love my skin, the skin that protects me, and all of my organs from everything that could potentially cause it harm. I love how my skin glows. I love how my skin communicates with me if I'm out of balance. I love my skin for being supple and soft and for changing along the course of time. I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful for all that it does and the protection that it gives me. I love my beautiful neck, the neck that connects my head to my heart, the neck that supports me, that enables me to stand strong, that enables me and my lymph to circulate beautifully around my body. It is a gateway to clear all the toxins that I may have ingested, that I may have been exposed to, and I am so grateful how tirelessly she works to always, always be healthy and strong. I love my shoulders that are relaxed. I love my shoulders that are held nice and straight with confidence and poise. And I walk with self-pride because I am so worthy of being here. I belong here on earth. And I was needed here, and that is why I was created. I stand strong in my power, and I stand with confidence, absolute confidence. I love my chest. I love how open it is. I love how connected to my heart space it is. I love how it enables me to appreciate the divine feminine essence of who I am. And I allow my heart to be open always to hear and listen to all of the intuitive messages that I get. And I always allow them into my being, and I listen to her divine wisdom. I see the love and connection and the heart in all people around me. I love my arms for being so strong, being able to drive, being able to hold my children's hands, my partner's hands, for being able to play with my kids and draw with my children, to work, to be able to type, to be able to turn the pages in a book. I love them so incredibly much. My arms, my hands, my fingers. I love them so incredibly deeply. I love my stomach. I love my stomach. I love how it digests my food easily and effortlessly, and how my body always knows what is in harmony with my system and what I am better off to leave away. I love the divine wisdom that she tells me, and the amazing healthy microbiome that lives within my gut. I'm so grateful that I connect to my gut and my brain and my heart, that I appreciate the connection between all of the systems, and I honor all that they say. I'm so grateful for all of the stretch marks. I'm grateful for the fact that my beautiful womb space held room for my two beautiful boys and how they were housed there for 9 months each. I'm so grateful for all that she has done and all that she continues to do. And I'm grateful that I always connect with my gut and my stomach, and I know when I am in harmony and I allow myself to digest and process all emotions, and I never let them fester. I bring them to the surface and I address whatever it needs addressing. I absolutely love my hips, to have flexibility as they do, to be able to connect me to my sacral energy. I love the personal power that resides in there, and I'm so incredibly grateful how it connects my legs to the rest of my body. I love my legs for being able to walk proudly, to stand up strong, to feel the earth on my feet as I walk upon it. I'm grateful and I love my legs for being able to allow me to walk in the direction that I want to, the direction that I was born to do, and the direction that I know is in alignment within my body. I listen to my feet when they are telling me and guiding me that things aren't in alignment. And I love the fact that taking my shoes off and reconnecting to the earth allows me to recharge. I do this often. And I love that I give myself the time and the space to do that. I love my beautiful toes that give me balance, that allow me to stand strong and poised. I love my ankles who support me and enable me to walk the path that I do. I absolutely love them. I love my calves and I give her permission to relax and not be so tight. For my calves to feel supported, that I can walk anywhere, any direction, at any pace, and all will be well. I love how I'm constantly striving to be the best version of myself with only love and kindness and compassion. I love that I reset each and every moment of each and every day. I love that I'm forgiving. I love that I am kind. I love that I am so connected to my earthly experience. And all the while being connected to my soul, to my heart, to listen to the divine wisdom that's within me. And I honor myself by granting myself grace. I honor myself by doing small things that I love each and every day. I love that I honor myself by having some movement in my body every single day. I love that I honor myself by eating beautiful whole foods. I love that I honor myself by doing acts of self-care, like having a bath, like going for a gentle walk, like journaling. I love that I rest and I honor my body by resting when she's tired. I honor myself by always acknowledging all that I feel, investigating where it comes from, and sending love and kindness to it and all of the feelings that I have. And as we close this meditation, I want you to sit for a few minutes and personalize what it is that you love about yourself, to go in and just spend a few minutes. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this podcast, it would be so amazing if you could leave a review, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a thing, share this resource and my Holistic Healing Co. website, where you will find all of the episodes and show notes, as well as share my social media to your friends and to all those who would benefit from its content. I hope you have received a beautiful takeaway to help you thrive, and I look so forward to joining you again next week.